Now, I can't quite remember how this came about. I think we got an email sent into the show telling us about this one department at Glasgow University and how there were all these people that worked in the same department at Glasgow University with very interesting names. And it just seemed a little bit too far-fetched, really. And being sceptical sorts, we didn't really believe the email that we got. So Scott put on his investigative journalist hat and decided to give this department a call to find out if these people really existed.
Hello, Computing Science.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I'm updating my contacts list at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And my computer's gone a bit wrong. I only seem to have the first name of some people who work in the Computing Science Department at Glasgow Uni.
Uh-huh.
Could I just maybe run through the first names with you, and then you could maybe fill me in on the last names?
No problem.
I think it's a professor called Muffy, is it?
Yeah, that's Muffy Calder.
Pardon?
Muffy Calder.
Muffy Calder.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I think there's a senior lecturer, Peter somebody?
That's Peter Deckman.
Sorry?
Peter Deckman.
Thanks for that. And I've got here a lecturer called Simon.
Yeah, hang on. Simon Gay.
Simon Gay?
Yes.
And there's a lecturer called David.
Oh, we've got a few Davids. We've got David Ward.
No, it's not him.
We've got David F. Manlove.
David who?
David F. Manlove.
David Manlove.
Yes.
And there's a reader there called W. Paul something?
W. Paul Cockshot.
W. Paul who?
Cockshot.
Cockshot, okay. Thanks for doing this. I've got one more. There's a technician. Is it Alexander?
I can't see it, Alexander.
Or is it, might be Sandy.
Oh, yes, Sandy Beavers.
Sorry?
Sandy Beavers.
Sandy Beavers.
Yes.
Brilliant. That's really helped me out. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all.
Thank you.
Bye. Radio 1. W. Paul Cockshot.